Mohammed Amin Alif, the bottom.
Sky Khabib. Yeah, put it down.
It's good?
Yeah.
Tana Rabban, Mishinantam. Shehu de Victoria Mikudodim Mefichas. Second Josh and Mishinantam. The first Josh was Mishilashtem. And now, another drasha, Shidivitor Mekudot Nebeficho. Rashi says, Chazar Aleim Ubodik Ba'oimkom Shimshar Chodim Lutitzar Lagamgim and the Shetuch Aleim Miyat. Also, from the drasha of Lashanein to sharpen. So, we understood that the Divitor Mekudot Nebeficho. As clear as the halacha is that you're not allowed to marry your sister, that's how clear the divitar should be by you. Inabim, save the Kura Rashi says, or the drush is from the end of the pasuk. Moida labina tikrush that you do lecha. You should know and understand it. Okay. Zoktois is out to gamni retomeloi. Ah, but the Amma Beil Metzias the Tzomer Rabbanim Meshani B'dibure. It says that the Metzias there are a couple of things that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie about. It's on the sig over there is that you can return something to a Talmid Chacham even without simonim, even with just tvius ayin, because it tells the truth. Because there are a couple of things only that he would lie about, and it says there mesechta, which means he's allowed to say, he's allowed to act like he knows less than he knows. He's allowed to say, yeah, you know, do you know that mesechta? No, not really. He's allowed to, even if he knows it. Ah, it says over here, al tegam gimatay malay, tell him clear, tell him straight out. I'm going to time that I am showing my side the madam mesechta do alias go loy mishalom do. Says it depends. It just, I'm asking you, so there's no nafkamina, there's no te'elis in the answer. So then he's not mechuyev to say how much he knows. But when it's a shaila that's nogeya la halacha, something that makes a nafkamina, something they have to know. So you got to tell them straight out. Can't, that's not the time to pretend you don't know. Then you have to be very clear. I just heard a very similar thing in Masechta Sanhedrin with the halachas of Bati Dinim. And Daf Lamed Gimel Sanhedrin. That, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. What? So you went like this when I started doing this? So is that what happened, right? Then you walked in.
What?
Sit down. Okay, fine.
We had a conversation earlier before we started.
Right. Before we started, okay.
So I was busy talking to the road.
How's the son?
You?
Son's okay. I was talking to him.
What air was it?
Son who gets dead.
I like looked at it. No, I didn't snap. Like he was driving by an Arab.
It said he was about to, though, and then he got shot.
It was a little bit over. The rabbi was a little over dramatized over there. He said he drove by and the Arab, his window was open. The Arab like looked at him with the knife and then didn't stab him. And then he drove off like
it a. Said it's everything. He was right at him and then he got shot. That's what it said in there.
Right. So the Rav said, you know, like the.
Not exactly. Exactly. Okay, you got come to me a Gemara now. Why'd you do that?
It wasn't. He was in his car window. The window was open. The Rav said it's probably smoking. And it was his time to die. So he didn't. No, I thought he was saying he was going to shift Bali Tshuva. That's why he was saying. He said none of that's true.
That's mom's funny. Okay.
So that's the chilek. Lachem is already trying to figure out how to capitalize on this.
Huh? So that's the difference. The loy domi lo dom amar. It's not like it says in Maseches Derecheres, it's zuta. Lamad l'shorni v'loy meini yedeya. Shavit is bad of a toichas. Better to say you don't know because maybe you'll make a mistake. To hide him be the dam, and that's my general matters. Even by the big Torah, because there's no point in saying it. You're only saying it to be the spire boy. But you do know, and what you need to give over, that you have to be very clear and teach the Talmidim, and that's what our Gemara is talking about of Al Tagam Gim Toy Malay. That's the Chilik. Pashut. Right. Oh, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lamed Gimel says that Rabbi Akiva, a Tarfon Paskin on a case, and he made a mistake. So he told him that his cow was traded. So the guy fed his cow to the dogs. Then Tarfon realized that he made a mistake, his cow was not traded. So Tarfon said, "Ah, now I'm going to have to pay. I'm going to be out a lot of money." So Rabbi Akiva said, "No, you're not going to have to pay. Mumka ato, a mumka." The mumkul of Beis, the mumkul with Rishus from the Beis Kalusa, who can paskin, he's protected from paying if he makes a mistake. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara before that says that when there's a gadol mimcha over there, the gadol mimcha can say the whole din goes back, the din didn't count, because the gadol mimcha has a koyach to be chayz of the din. So the over there, Rabbi Yoina asks, so why didn't Rabbi Akiva say to Tarfon, "I need Godel Mimcha," and therefore the din goes back, and therefore you're not responsible? Why didn't he tell him that? Because some Rishonim hold the Rosh holds that Rabbi Akiva was greater than Tarfon. To Shailah, the Gemara and Tzuvah, who was greater, who was his Rebbe and not his Rebbe. But Minyan says, why didn't Rabbi Akiva tell him? Why did Rabbi Akiva have to tell him? Why did Rabbi Akiva tell him you're potter from paying because you're a mumcha? She said you're potter from paying because I'm a Godel Mimcha. I say the din goes back anyway. Once the din goes back, you have to understand the sugya over there. Once the din goes back, you're not responsible anyway for the din. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because since anyway he had a reason to pater of Tarfon from paying, why should he mention the reason that he's bigger than him? I mean, if it was Mamash what Tais is saying, it would be necessary. It would make a nafkamina. You know, I have to be choyz to this din right now, so you have to say, I'm a godol mimcha. And Amela, the din goes back. But if there anyway had reason to pat the Reb Tarfon from paying, he had a different reason. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, since he had a reason anyway, why should he say, I'm Golem Mimcha? Yaluka Zar Veloy Picha. No reason to speak about, so similar to Chilik and Tosfos. The one's no Gehel Maisa, he has to say, that's Al Tagam Gim, the Targum Gemara. But if it's not a Gehel Maisa, so what do you have to say for? That's Gemara and Elam Tzis. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It also says, Kashim et Pareso, Kotzim lef Lidecho, right, it should be very clear. V'oimer, Kechitim b'al Gibor kem b'nei Urim. Like arrows in the hand of the Gibor, that is like the days in the Urim.
Yeah. Meaning?
Rashi, Kechitim b'al Gibor shenuchom b'hem im oivav, that he fights his enemies with it. Cain b'nei anurim, Talmidim shu'ad makuin banav. A person's Talmidim, which are called his banim, v'shamar yichizkiyo, v'ni ato al tishlu v'oimer hinei anoichi v'yodim shanav sondi. So that's how. So what does it mean to say? Chizim b'nei anurim. Is Talmidim like fighters? I'm not sure what that means. What's Rashi saying?
Why do you pick the Marsha out of everything?
Sure, Lamanam days. Chosh, Va'amar Kechitza Be'ad Gibor, Kedmine and Udimah. The Iker time to sharpen yourself is been a nairus at a young age. The gabe sharpening oneself, a young age is compared to an arrow. So that's how it starts off. The drasha starts off. The arrows in the hand of a gibor, that is like the b'nei ne'urim. Then the drasha continues. Umaisi, then the Gemara brings the Matsinu Shinun Gabichetz. Then it brings the next pasuk, which is Chitzei Gibor Shinunim, which is to prove that we find the lashon of Shinun Lashanin to sharpen by an arrow. Chitzei Gibor Shinunim, Chitzecha Shinunim. Also a pasuk. Then it says Asher gave a shemalei tosh pasuk mehem. Right. Mashma, the loy b'mnei neurim medaber. That's not talking about young age. Elo, right? Elo im rabbim. Rather, talking about the Rebbe. Asher rabbim shu gibur shalem, kimbali asher basoi shu ekein tik achitzim me'oisin tamidim shem shnunim kachitzim alalu. He fills up his tik is. The thing which carries the arrows, he fills it up with many talmidim because they're shenunim kechitzim alalu. That's what it means. That's what Rashi said. Kain b'nei neurim talmidim shalagim. Because Rashi is referring to the end of the drasha. It says that in the young age is like arrows. Then it says Asher gave your mother just buzz to him. The one who fills up is what's the word? There's a word for the thing that holds the arrows.
Quiver.
He filled up his quiver with the arrows. That's a reference to the Rebbe.
Quiver.
That's a reference to the Rebbe who fills up his quiver, so to speak, with these talmidim were as sharp as arrows. That's what Rashi said, talmidim shaladim. Yeah. Oh. That's what it says. Oh, this is the next shot. This is the next shot in the Marsha. Unbelievable. Ashba mamish. Ashba literally means garbage. He fills up his ashba with them. What does that mean? The people that don't let the kids learn in their house because they make a mess. You walk into a room, you know, and you know, after they finish learning, it's a mess. Yeah? So they don't want them in the house. Asher is the person who allows his house to be filled up with ashpa from them. But does not hold him back from his house. Second shot in the Marshal. Okay. Asher gave his mother to his him. Then it says, they will not be embarrassed. They'll speak to the oivim by the gate. What does that mean? My is oivim bashar. Even if they become enemies because they fight in learning, they fight in the sugya, in the end, they will not leave that place till they become oavim. Which means they will have ava basoif. They will have ava in the end. Rashi. So even Bashar save the Asher Gever who now so even we talk to Max that is being the couple to be there as far as super hot it does the same Muhammad Muhammad that they save Muhammad is right that possible is by save Muhammad is by Pashas Bullock right and it says save Muhammad which we trap which we dash into mean Muhammad I they safer a Muhammad that comes through the safer Muhammad that comes through the learning. It will have Av in the end of it. That's what you darsh in the pasuk. Sefer mechamas is by besufa. Pash pshat is was listing the mechamas that they'll go through. Yeah, it's, I think it's referring to Yam Suf. But he's saying no. Sefer mechamas, the mechamas which comes about through the sefer, is by besufa end up in Avu. And by the way, you know, they say, I'm sure they speak out, or that it's not the pshat in the Gemara that this is in spite of this. It's pshat in the Gemara that this is because of this. It's not pshat in the Gemara that even though the Oivim, in spite of the fact that they become Oivim, don't worry, they'll make up in the end. No! Through becoming Oivim, that means they work together so much to clarify the sugya. They care so much about the sugya, they fight it out. Yeah? But then they become shutfim in understanding the pshat, and that creates the biggest avah. One thing brings out the other thing. Not that it's in spite of the other thing.
We have half of that.
Okay, so you got to work it through to the end. Otherwise, it doesn't.
We don't agree again.
You have to agree this. I will finish up tomorrow the next part with Tosis, and then that's tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens. And we're finishing Chanukah tomorrow also, by the way. We're finishing the shtickle tomorrow.
Which shtickle?
The 25-page shtickle, the 18-page.